how small players can intentionally clog big parts of the internet.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. If you noticed your internet surfing coming up empty in recent days, it's possibly part of one of the biggest cyber attacks experts have ever seen. A nonprofit that fights junk mail has been getting clobbered for days. Spamhaus had blacklisted a web hosting company in the Netherlands for allegedly helping to spread spam. The Dutch company called Cyberbunker didn't like getting blacklisted, and the result is clogging things all around the internet. Alex Cox is a lead security researcher for the firm RSA.
You know, the cybercrime underground has gotten to be this kind of business-driven, you know, money-driven process. And when people's incomes are affected, you know, they have the ability to really cause some problems if they want to.
While Cyberbunker told Bloomberg News that it has never sent spam, it is a company that allows nearly any content to be hosted on its computers, with the exception of child porn and some terrorism-related stuff. Put the content in a place where the authorities are reluctant to come knocking, and you get what's called bulletproof hosting.
These guys pull up these services like this one in question and say, as long as you pay us, we'll host anything you want. And we're comfortable enough with that, you know, we can't be taken down. And, you know, thus the term bulletproof.
Experts say the attack isn't very sophisticated, but the mess points to a weakness in the architecture of the internet. When you type a web address into your device, Amazon, Netflix, or AmalgamatedSprinkleWorks.com, the name goes to a kind of electronic phone book that looks up the computer it needs to find. Paul Royal is a research scientist at the College of Computing at Georgia Tech.
Now, some of those phone books are open for anybody to use. And unfortunately, that means that attackers can abuse those phone books by asking a question in a way that generates a very large response and targets a victim of their choice.
Royal says as regular internet users have shifted to fast connections, it creates opportunities for attackers.
What that has had as a secondary effect is basically weaponizing an average internet service provider, residential consumer, in terms of the utility of their network and their home computer as a resource to an attacker.
Professor Royal says there are techniques to make the internet more resilient, but rolling them out universally would be expensive.